I wonder if anybody remembers anything from yesterday morning. Yeah, I see some hands out there. I see some hands there. Interesting, it's mostly kids that remember something. But what do you remember from yesterday morning? Swiss Army knives. Anybody here tell me what's better than a Swiss Army knife?
A machete.
A machete? Something else you remember from yesterday morning. Yes, sir. Is he close? Yes, he's close. What do you remember? It was about knives, wasn't it? It was about knives yesterday. What do you remember? Hey, he's got it word perfect. If you're not content with what you have, you won't be content having what you want. This is a principle. This is a principle that God has laid upon us. He has made us. He has created us. And our contentment, our satisfaction rests with Him and with nothing else. He says, love not the things of this world. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the boastful pride of life. Those are the things of this world. It's not what we possess that gives us security and satisfaction. It's not feeling good that brings us satisfaction and security. And it's not being number one, the pride of life. It's not this competition with one another to be better. It is, and it is only, our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that gives us lasting satisfaction. Reality, the more we have, the more we want. Because what we have doesn't satisfy us. So we strive for more. That was the lesson of yesterday morning. You got it. You got it. I heard a lot of people talking in the dining hall. I mean, they were talking about guns. They were talking about all sorts of things. There were those that even came up to me and told me they had more knives than I did. And one lady yesterday, bless her heart, she showed me a knife that I didn't have, you know. Did I want that knife because I didn't have it?
No.
Because I have learned the secret of contentment. The secret of contentment is generosity. It's a matter of giving what we have. And I think this dovetails well with what Tom was talking about in terms of you want to find real contentment. It is a matter of giving what you have, looking to God to provide for what you need. Well, this lesson this morning is also a lesson that turns things upside down. Because we tend to think that satisfaction, contentment is having more. It's just the opposite. It's having less. And this morning, we're going to look at another principle that is turned upside down. And it has to do with strength, confidence, and courage. We're going to look to Scripture first here. And if you would turn in your Bibles as you have opportunity to do that, you can follow along with me. There are a number of scriptural references here that I want to share with you so that you know that these words are not my own. This is not something that is my idea. This is from the Word of God. This is God speaking to us. And He teaches us about what it is to be strong, what it is to be confident, what it is to be courageous. Listen to these verses. Reading first in Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. This is a verse that was read just yesterday. We'll read it again. It says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary. And to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though young men would grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men would stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord, those who put their trust in him, will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not become tired. Now, carried over into the New Testament, Matthew says in verse 28 of chapter 11, Jesus himself gives us these words, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, and my load is light." In other words, if you are struggling here today, if you are burdened and are carrying around the weight of the world on your shoulders, Jesus says simply, "Come unto me. Give me your burdens. I'll exchange them. You give me your burdens, I'll give you my yoke. But my yoke is easy. My yoke is light." Now, Paul records these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. "We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power of God may be of God and not of ourselves. We're afflicted in every way, but we're not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. We are carrying about in our body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus might also be manifest in our bodies." Think of it. The life of Jesus manifested in our bodies. His strength, his courage, his confidence. And it's manifested in these earthen vessels when we exchange our weakness for his strength. 1 Corinthians records in chapter 1, verses 25 to 29, "The foolishness of God is wiser than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And, listen to this, God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. He's chosen the base things of the world and the despised. God has chosen these things, the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are, that no man should boast before God." Going back to 2 Corinthians now in chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, Paul writes, "And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For power," listen, "power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content. I'm content with weaknesses. I'm content with insults. I'm content with distresses and persecution and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak," when I'm weak, at my lowest point, when I am willing to give that then to the Lord, "then then I am strong. Because his weakness is greater than my strength. His foolishness is greater than my wisdom. And I can exchange it. I can exchange my weakness for his strength, and then I am strong. Finally, in James chapter 1, James writes these words, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And that testing and that endurance will have its perfect result in you, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And if anyone lacks wisdom, if anyone is weak, if anyone is struggling, let him ask God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach. Ask, and it will be given to you. In your weakness, each of you can enjoy the strength, the confidence, the courage of God." He simply asks us to come unto him and let him exchange his strength for our weakness. Let him exchange his knowledge for our foolishness. Now I'm thinking about how I can illustrate that. So picking up on this passage in James, I need a few trials. I want you to think in your mind, who's the most irritating person you know? And I'd like you to volunteer them here this morning. All we need are some real irritations, all right? We need some real trials, all right? We need some heavy-duty stuff, all right? Some real irritations, all right? Now, I see a lot of people pointing at somebody else. I don't see anybody here claiming that for themselves, all right? But I need a couple of irritations, and I am guessing that you'll qualify. Would anybody agree with me?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, come on up here. I need another irritation, all right? I need another irritation. I'm guessing you'd qualify. Yeah? Yeah, your wife's nodding yes, okay. All right, come on up here. I got two irritations. I got two trials, all right? If you'll stand right over there, we're going to give you a chance this morning to show your stuff, all right? Now, here's how this is going to work. I have up here on this sheepskin, I have a chain. Now, this chain represents each of us. We're made up of very complex array of different kinds of links, a lot like this chain, all right? And there are certain buttons that you get pushed, all right, that can really set you off, all right? Now, if you look at this particular chain, there's a whole bunch of links. In reality, this could represent a family with different links in the family. It could represent a church with different links in the church. It could represent a nation with different links in that nation. But we're going to do this personally, all right? So I'm going to give you one end of this. I'm going to give the other irritation here, the other end of this. And you can tell, as long as these guys are behaving themselves, that this chain is holding together just fine. But as you look at this chain, you notice that there are some links in here that would appear to be just a little bit weaker than the others. Now, in your own mind, we've got this. This is a construction paper link here, and then some of these cheap carabiners that you get, and this happens to be a tape dispenser roll, all right? This one here happens to be the seal off of a milk jug. We've got a key ring connector here, another seal. Here's a paper one right here in the middle. You know, that's like what you put around your Christmas trees and decorate them. Hey, here's one of these. This fasteners, plastic fasteners, another one of these scotch tape rolls. Here's a keychain, another sealer. Oh, here's a link made out of duct tape, all right? And another fastener here. So we got a lot of different pieces here. And when the temptations, when the trials of life, when the irritations begin to create tension in our lives, they pull on us, and we often find ourselves breaking under the tension of these trials and tribulations. Now, in your own mind, you might be predicting right now which one of these is going to be the weakest link and is going to break. And I'm going to ask the young man sitting in the front to go at the back there, because this could get dangerous here. Because when these irritations come, sparks can fly, all sorts of things can happen. And so I'm going to just stand up here, and we're going to let these guys show their stuff and be the real irritations that we've chosen them to represent, all right? So let's put some tension on this chain and see what happens. Oh, man, it just broke apart so easy. That was that yellow fastener. You know, it fell apart. Look at that. What we're going to do is, in our own strength, we're just going to fix it. Because that's what so often we do. We just try to fix things when they come apart. So I'm going to stick it back through here, and you give me that other end there, and we're going to put it back together just the way it was. And you know, maybe it'll work. Then again, maybe it doesn't work. So we're going to try something else. We're going to try to fix it with some masking tape. You know, we get some masking tape. We try to just tape it back together, trying to put things back the way they were. I'm going to stick it through there. I'm going to put this masking tape around there. I'm going to fix it. And hey, it'll be as good as new. And I'm thinking, how many times in our lives do we do the same thing when those temptations come? We just try to fix them, make them like they were before, and we got our masking tape, and it's working. Now, look at this chain. It's holding together just fine. And we think that we've got things fixed. But those irritations come back. Those trials come back. These guys come back into our lives, all right? Because they haven't gone away. And those tensions begin to build again. And let's see what happens now. Oh, the paper broke this time. So let's do what we've done before. Let's get that masking tape. Let's try to fix it. Let's put it back together again. And you know, if we do this quickly, and if we do it discreetly, maybe nobody will even know that we've got a weakness. Maybe nobody will even get an idea that we have been broken. We got it all fixed again. We fixed that one. We fixed that one. The tensions are not too great today, and we're holding together just fine. But what happens? Those tensions come back. These grisly old guys, they come into our lives again, all right? Ah, they're like the devil, right? Yeah, like the devil working in somebody else's life, all right, who's come back to bring a trial into your life. Okay, let's see what these guys can do. Oh, the paper broke again. So we'll do what we've done before. We'll grab for the masking tape, and we'll try to fix it. Not really giving any thought to the fact that simply doing the same thing results in the same outcomes. But we, in our habitual nature, simply try to fix things in our lives. And we do pretty good then for a while until the temptations come back. And let's see what happens. Oh, the other one broke. Hey, well, that's not a problem. Our masking tape is working. So we're going to get this masking tape, and we're going to put it back together again. We're getting good at the masking tape. We got it taped together. Put it back in there. And those around us may not even notice that we're having trouble dealing with the trials of life. Because if you got a big roll of masking tape, you can fix a lot of things. But the temptations, the trials come back. You guys are doing good. All right. I know I got the right guys up here. They're pulling on it. Oh, man. What broke this time? Oh, masking tape didn't hold that time. But since that's what I've been doing, that's what I've been doing all my life, just trying to fix these things, I'm going to go with the same thing, and I'm going to put that tape on here again, and I'm just going to try to fix it. I got it fixed. I'm getting good at fixing it, and I'm holding back together again. And the irritations come back again. Where'd that one break? The chain. Oh, man. The masking tape is working, but it broke in. This little thing broke. But, hey, we can put it back together again, can't we? I'm going to slip it back in there. And then the way you deal with these, you bite them with your teeth. You know?
Yeah,
you
sick.
Just, yeah, it's sick, but we do it, right? All right. Listen, we do a lot of sick things, don't we? We put it back together again. Now you see what we got a pattern of fixing things here. And okay, guys, come on back. Oh man, I didn't bite it hard enough. I didn't bite it hard enough. Ah, I need some masking tape again. So listen, I'm going to put it back together. I'm going to do the disgusting thing and bite it. And then I'm going to get my masking tape, and I'm going to put my masking tape on there, just like I have been doing pretty much all my life, just trying to fix these kinds of things. Now, see the masking tape? I got it on there, and I'm going to put this on here, and I got it. All right, you got it all set for me. You guys are so cooperative. Now, holding together real good, and now they come back at us again. What broke? Oh, man. I've masked, I put the tape on there twice now.
And
triple do it. Listen, he's got a good idea. Listen, we're just going to redouble our efforts. We're going to triple do it. We're going to put this on here like this, and I'm going to put triple do it. That's a technical term, all right? I'm going to put this around here like that. I'm going to put this around here, and we triple did it. That's past tense of triple do it, all right? Now, we got it in there. Good idea, man. Good idea, all right? Let's try it again. Oh, man, it's that yellow thing again. That yellow thing, it was doing pretty good. We put masking tape on it. So what do we do? Hey, we tried triple doing this one. Yeah, we're going to triple do this one too. We're going to stick it back together again. I'm going to put this in here. One piece around there. I'm going to put another piece around here. And I got that one right there. Triple do it. All right. We got it triple done. All right. Okay, put this together. Now, put this one in here. Thank you. All right. We're back in business. Now, before I go on, I just wonder how many here could identify with what's happening up here? Because you know that in your own life, you got trials. All right. You know that there's irritations in your life. You know you've come to that breaking point more than once. You know that even though you've tried to fix things, when the trials come, it just keeps breaking in the same spot. Even though you've tried to triple do it, you find that it still breaks. Because the temptations, the trials, the irritations come back. All right, let's see what happens next. Oh, man, that we did, we triple did it, and it didn't work.
Five times.
Now, he is on a course, all right, that's going to lead to 7 times, 10 times. It's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger, and I want to suggest that there is another way. When the trials of life, when the irritations and the tensions come and they reveal our weaknesses, there is another alternative. Instead of trying to fix it, instead of just trying to put it together the way it used to be, instead of just triple doing it, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you, because my burden is light. My burden is easy." And I want to suggest here this morning that instead of just fixing these broken pieces, we can give those broken pieces to the Lord and let Him demonstrate His strength in the midst of our weakness. And instead of reaching for the masking tape to fix things, we can go to the Lord. And let me show you what I'm talking about. Instead of just fixing that, I picked this up at Fleet Farm, all right? Now, this is pretty cool. You squeeze these two together like this. You can hook it in one side. You can hook it in the other side. And instead of just fixing that little yellow fastener, we can take this, put it right in there, take this one here, and we can, I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to put this one in here like that. And then this one I'm going to put right in here like this. So we have actually eliminated that little yellow fastener. That was a weakness. We got rid of it. We gave it to Him. And He substitutes His strength in the place of our weakness. So that when these irritations and trials come back, let's see what happens. Ah, the paper broke again. Shall we try to triple do it?
No, I got a souvenir.
You got a souvenir. Man, you can have that souvenir too. Because we don't need that. We can take that weakness, the thing that has been revealed by these
gentlemen,
by these irritations, they've revealed that weakness. We can get rid of it. We can say, "Lord, it's yours. I want what you've got." Because I've got another thing I picked up at Fleet Farm, all right? This is one of those chain connectors. It just fits in right there. And this side just fits in right there. And then you just screw it together so that it has the strength of that entire link. Now, instead of fixing things in our lives, we're taking those weaknesses, we're giving them to Him, letting Him replace those weaknesses with His strength. Now, these irritations are going to come back. Let's see what happens. Is it going to break there? Is it going to break there? Ah, the paper. Another souvenir. All right? Another souvenir, because we have given up the masking tape. We have given up the triple doing because our Father in heaven, His strength is greater than our weakness. It's a carabiner. This came with my hunting harness, all right? This is the thing that I hook myself into the tree, all right? This is the thing that I trust my life to, because if I fall out of that tree, this is going to catch me and this is going to hold me. So I'm taking that strength in the place of that piece of paper. All right? Irritations come back. Oh, listen, we tried to fix that. That was the little chain. All right? Am I going to bite it this time?
No.
I'm going to try to double do it or triple do it?
No.
No. Here's another souvenir for you. Because I don't need these weaknesses. I can give them to the Lord because, check this one out. This is climbing carabiner, and this is good to, it says right on here, this is good to 40 kilonewtons. Now, you know how many that is? That's 40,000 kilonewtons. You know what a kilonewton is?
No.
I don't either. All right. But I'm thinking that it's pretty strong, right? Now, hey, these guys are eager. You see, they're starting to come already, all right? Now what's going to happen? Oh, what broke that time? Oh, that seal, that milk seal. We knew it wasn't very strong, all right? Are we going to tape it? Are we going to double do it? You see, God has things called clevis hooks, all right? I got this at Fleet Farm, too, all right? Well, let's see, that's going to be a little hard going through there, but I think I can get through there. I can go through there just like this, put this on there. You screw this together like that, and then this going to hook right in here. Uh-huh. Now, what's happening to my chain? This chain is getting stronger, all right? Now, it means that the irritations, the trials of life, are going to have to pull harder in order to break me. And we know that Satan will pull harder. He does bring trials into our lives. So, guys, let's have at it. Whoa! It broke. It broke. That seal, that was a bigger seal, but it broke. Are we going for the masking tape?
No.
Are we going for the double do it?
No.
Are we going to bite it?
No.
No. What are we going to do? We're, hey, listen. He cried out, duct tape. Now, duct tape is good stuff, right? And I want to tell you, there are people in the world today that will tell you to take your problems and your trials to another source. They will tell you that you can fix it if you just use the right stuff. But I'm here today to tell you that you can't fix it. Duct tape doesn't work either. Because when we're dealing with the trials of life, when we're dealing with the temptations that Satan brings our way, there is only one that has the strength to stand and to stand firm, because he's got bigger clevis hooks. I mean, he's got a whole, he's got a lot of these. I'm just going to stick. Just stick it right there, and I'll put this through here like this, all right? Because the only way that you and I can stand and to stand firm against the wiles of the devil, if you will, the only way that we can resolve the weaknesses and the struggles that we have. Now, I got five kids sitting right down here. I'm going to have you all move back. Because sometimes these trials can become explosive, all right? Boys, move back a little bit further. I want you to be safe, because I've got the right guys up here. They can irritate us. Oh, man. Do you think I'm going to run out of clevis hooks? Do you think I'm going to run out of carabiners? Do you think God's power is ever going to be limited to work in your lives? Because I got a big one here. You know, this is one we use on our tractor on the farm, all right? And we'll just run it through here. We'll run it through here, all right? Now, back up again. Back up. Because you guys have seen how hard these are pulling, all right? And how hard those trials are. Just on the end there, please, all right? Are you ready? Now, wait. Before we go far. Let's take a look at this chain. You can hold on to that. In reality, understand that you don't have to wait for a weak link to break, all right? You don't have to wait to go through the pain and agony of that brokenness. If you know that there's a weak link in your life, if you know that one of these links is about to break, you know what you can do? You can give that to the Lord even before it breaks. You don't have to wait. Which one do you think is most likely to break in here? Okay, we got this one. We got that one. We can give them both. We can give them both to the Lord because I've got more here. I'm going to take this one. I'm going to put it right through here, and we are going to connect it right there. Now, this link, this piece of this fastener right here, I mean, it's still in there, but we've already given it up. Didn't have to wait till it was broken. And this is the one right here. I got another clevis hook for that, all right? And I can put that in there. I can come around here, and I can hook that in place. Because, friends, you don't have to wait. If you know that there's something there that is making you vulnerable to the trials, to the irritations, you can give those to the Lord even before they break. Because you know they're coming. Now, guys, all right, don't hurt yourselves, all right? Let's see what happens here, all right? Now, friends, that's what James is talking about. You can see it right here. He says, count it all joy when the trials of this life come into your life because they can have their perfect work in you, that you might be complete, lacking nothing, being able to stand and to stand firm against the wiles of the world, that you might be a living testimony of his power, not your own, not because you've tried to fix things, but because you've given your weakness to him and he demonstrates his power through you. Give these guys a big hand. Let me pray for you. Lord, I ask you to take this message this morning. As corny as it is with this chain, I pray that you will just show us the weaknesses in our own lives, and we might be able to give them to you by your grace, that we could lay them at the foot of the cross, and that we can experience your strength in our lives, that we too might be able to stand and to stand firm against the wiles of the devil, that we might be a living testimony, not of our own strength, but of your power. I ask your Holy Spirit to interpret these things, apply them right where we are in our own lives, that we might be doers and not hearers only. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.